Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi. Today we're continuing to learn Masechta Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, and Mishnah Vav. And we're really discussing what is considered valid for Schach and what's invalid for Schach. And we noted that in order to be valid for Schach, it cannot be something that's contaminated, that can become contaminated. As in, it can't be a vessel, it can't be something that's been fashioned already. It has to be raw material, and it has to have grown from the ground, and at this point it has to have already been severed from the ground. Chavili Kasha, Chavili Eitzim, and Chavili Zeradim. Let's say you have bundles of straw, bundles of wood, and bundles of cane. These are all natural items in the raw material, in the raw state. The only thing is now they're bundled together. And you cannot use them. The kulin jatir and kasheros. You cannot use them. Why are you not allowed to use them? So here it's actually to gezeira derabanan. The rabbis instituted this because for one of two reasons. Either because it might look like you're building with them, or because schach has to be put out with intent. Intent to be schach. Oftentimes, people take these bundles of wood and place it on the roof in order to dry out the beams, dry out these sticks. So if someone sees these bundles of beams or bundles of straw on the roof, the perception that it's given is perhaps these weren't put up there for schach, but just put up there for reasons of drying it out for this mundane reason. And in order to avoid confusion, they say you can't do it. But once you unravel them, you untie them, so then it's kosher. Then it's kosher because, again, the problem is only in the state of being bundled up. But once it's no longer bundled, we say it goes back and reverts back to being totally okay. The kulin kasheris l'dafnos, but all these things are mutter and kosher to use as the boards, the walls for your sukkah. Mislachim and estrum, a person may use boards for the schach so long as the boards are narrower than 4 tefachim wide. Once they're 4 tefachim wide, we say they're essentially a beam for the roof, but if they're smaller than that, they're small, thin strips of wood, you're allowed to use them. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir also, Rameir forbids, even if they are narrower than 4 tefachim, because it looks like the beam of a roof. Nosel Nesesh Urochav Arba Tefachim Kshera. The halach is as follows. Let's say a person took a board that's wider than 4 tefachim, so everyone would agree it's invalid to be schach, and they place it along the wall and the beginning of the roof. So it's the first 4 tefachim from the wall to the schach itself is this beam. The halach is, it is still a kosher sukkah. What we say is a concept called dofen akuma. Dofen akuma is that we look at the first 4 tefachim between the wall. Sorry, 4 amos. Got that wrong. Look at the first 4 amos from the wall and then the first 4 amos of schach, if that schach is invalid, we say dofen akuma, which literally means the wall bends. We look at it as if the wall actually bends over and only starts up into 4 amos into the schach. So what essentially we're saying is as follows. Now let's say you have a sukkah. The sukkah is 10 feet wide and 10 feet long, but for some reason you use schach that's invalid for the first 4 amos of the schach. We look at the sukkah as if it starts 4 amos in to where the walls actually are, which means that the sukkah is not going to be invalid. Because again, if you have enough invalid schach, you can invalidate all the schach. But here, rather than invalidating the schach, we just say the sukkah starts 4 amos later, so now your sukkah is only 6 amos wide, which means you cannot eat or sleep under, right? You can't eat or sleep under this part where there's invalid schach, but it's not going to invalidate the schach. I wish you all a wonderful day.